It was exciting. We took 17 children up. We had 18. One of the children were up there with their grandparents already, so they joined in. And so we had 18 kids total, aging in range from 5 to 16. And let's see, James Stowe, Cinda Stowe, Jamie Stowe, Greg Meisner, Katrina Otteson, Virginia Oliver, Christine Jenkins, and myself were there. And then, of course, Tom and Glenda Gillen stay right up there, and also the Thomasons, Linda and Steve Thomason. So we had many eyes on the children at all times, so it was nice having. Now we're hoping that next year we can have a bigger group and use more cabins.
Where was it exactly?
We transported the children to Farm Island, where my dad has a cabin, and my grandpa Dean Phillips, who passed away, has a cabin. And so the girls stayed at my mom and dad's cabin, and upstairs, and the 10 boys stayed down with my brother Jamie, down at my grandpa's cabin. But we ate meals together up at my mom and dad's cabin and did everything basically up there. And so it was quite exciting. First camp that we've done, Search has put on. So it was kind of a trial run, but we had 18 great kids. I mean, we couldn't ask for a better group of kids to take up for the first time.
And how?
So.
What was the age range of these kids?
The age range was, we had 2 5-year-olds, and then the rest were between the ages of 10 and 16. Yeah. The whole purpose of the fish camp was to do the whole process. Kids have seen, some of these kids have seen smoked fish and eaten smoked fish and that kind of thing, but they don't really understand the process or have never done it before themselves. Our goal for Search and Traditional Foods is to show them how to do these things so that they will be able to do them in the future, and hopefully their parents will become involved and grandparents, and will start the subsistence gathering again. They learn to set nets and how to set them, and where to set them and why. We picked the nets, then entangled the fish, which was difficult at times. They cleaned the fish, which 4 of them had never cleaned fish ever before, so that was exciting. They learned to fillet the fish, to keep the most meat not throwing away the meat. They also scrubbed out the fish. We did this all down at the dock. Therefore, you can throw all the guts overboard, and that doesn't attract the bears. They also distinguished the fish by the coloration and the size and the shape. And Marsha McKay, who was one of the participants, was really great at that because she works on her dad's fishing boat, so she knew a lot about the different kinds of fish. So she kind of was our overall determination of, what fish was what. So that was great to see another kid sharing information with another one. They also learned how to brine the fish, which is basically putting them in salt, and soaking them. And then they were cut into strips, that would fit into can jars, and then placed in the smokehouse for 4 hours. So we had to do that twice because we had so many fish. Then after they're done for 4 hours, this is like 10 o'clock at night. They place the fish. We got some sockeye, some humpies, and I think some dogs. And they place the fish in the jars. And they were already cut at the right. My dad has done this for so long, but so he oversaw the whole process. Him, my brother Jamie, and my husband Greg. And my dad was kind of the overall person who said, this is the way that you do it, this is why, and explained the cultural value of it. And then they placed it in jars, and then the next morning we pressure cooked the fish, and they got to learn to understand how they had to raise the pressure cooker to a certain amount, why it had to stabilize between 10 and 15, and then how long to pressure cook the fish for so it was safe, that to eat when it was done. And then we also hard smoked fish, and that's the traditional fish that you basically you can eat. You put on crackers with mayonnaise and eat. That's what we considered smoked fish. The other we called canned fish, or jarred fish. They also learned respect for the land and, you know, the land that they're around, and also for the fish that we caught. They understood by the end how much work goes into canning and how much work goes into cleaning fish, and it was quite an experience. They also, they each got to take home 2 jars of fish and a small bag of smoked fish. Each camp participant and each cultural advisor, supervisor that was up there. And the rest of them today we are going to hand out to some elders and then those who don't usually get fish. So we're going to hand those out to those people. Virginia Oliver came up on Friday night and she did language and cultural events. Language, songs, we danced and we drummed, and she told stories by the fire as they were eating marshmallows about Tlingit stories. So that was great to have her there. We had Elder Christine Jenkins who was there, and she supervised just kind of the activities. Just was a calming force to have. And she also sewed on regalia, which the kids were really interested in because she sat in the cabin and sewed. And so they asked her questions about sewing and regalia and that kind of thing. In addition to learning about fish camp, the kids learned to communicate with one another, to share with each other, cleaning up after themselves. Sharing fish by, like today, distributing it to others, like the elders. That's a big part of the Tlingit culture. You take what you need and then share with others. And we really focused on positive words towards themselves and towards others, and which was great. I don't think it was the kids were amazing. They were really well behaved. Respect for elders. Elders eat first, they did great about, if Chrissy or any of the other supervisors were coming, they would, stand up and say, would you like a chair or would you like a blanket? Or, they were really great about that. They also learned responsibility for the group because they had to go together because there was a black bear seen in the area. So they had to travel in groups. They had to contact us when they were going somewhere and contact all the supervisors and that kind of thing. And they also learned responsibility from themselves, taking responsibility about their clothes, their food, their everything. And healthy eating. We did a lot of healthy eating searches, really promoting with the subsistence is healthy eating. So we ate a lot of healthy foods. And we also did some fun things. The kids went trout fishing. And also we went swimming at Twin Lakes twice. And my mom and dad have a hot tub, so they sat in the hot tub and we played cards and they read books and just generally enjoyed each other overall. And we really enjoyed the kids. I'd really like to thank all the supervisors who attended and cultural advisors, and which I've already mentioned. And I'd like to thank the Search Traditional Foods Grant for providing the funds for us to do this, and also the parents for donating. Every child brought food with them to bring up to the camp to donate to the camp. And also we had donations by City Market and Bob's, which was really great because that added in and took off the cost for the full camp. Okay. So
I have to ask this. Did you bite some heads off some hooligans?
No, we didn't get the hooligans already gone, so we didn't have to bite any heads off of hooligans. The kids were kind of excited about the guts. a lot of them hadn't seen the inside of a fish. In fact, we had one kid who's from Albuquerque who was related to the Armstrongs, and it was his first time on the river ever being in Alaska and his first time cutting his own fish. And so my brother explained, the different parts of the fish and the heart and, all that kind of stuff and how to tell the difference between a girl and a boy and all of that kind of thing. So it was really exciting. The kids learned a lot. We enjoyed them. They were comical, funny, learned a lot. We were respectful and just great. And we are going to have the culture camp, or not culture, fish camp again next year. We're hoping to have more cabins available because this one was so successful. Therefore, we could take up more kids and then hopefully get more parents and grandparents involved. And so we'll take a different group of children up so that they get the experience, the fish camp. So actually, if anyone's interested in going next year, they can contact me at my office, which is 874-2712. And just, if I'm not there, leave your name and number, and I will write you down, whether you're a child who wants to go or a parent and child who wants to go. So
you say that you're going to have it next year and plan to do some more things. Are you going to plan to do any more activities as well? Is that?
Yeah. This is the largest one that we've done so far. Usually I do small events that take, 4 or 5 hours, that kind of thing. We've done deer, deer got hit. So we do the roadkill. That was earlier this year. So then we gave out deer meat too, and then kept a couple for potluck. But and then we gave some to the senior center. The kids are going to be, Doug McCloskey is going to give a hunting safety course, which is going to be required for all the kids that want to go hunting, which, my brother loves to hunt and many of my family members and anybody else who would like to take a child out hunting. It depends on the age, but necessarily they're not going to be carrying the gun. They want the experience of going out and how to hunt. What do you do? A lot of the kids haven't been out deer hunting before, which starts August 1st. So if you're interested in taking a child out, I could pair you up with one. And just give me a call, like I said, at my office, and I can do that, which would be great. And then we'll be doing other little events. We're going to do a moose. I don't know if we're going to be doing a moose camp, but we will be doing, I'm trying to get a subsistence, a license to go, harvest a moose. Because like for myself and our family and that, we use the moose for meat for the winter. We don't use beef or eat beef. So, not very often. So the kids could learn from these people how to cut up and skin and all that kind of stuff, but they wouldn't be able to take any home. So we're hoping to get the subsistence moose permit so that we can use it for the traditional learning for the students for the moose. So that's in the works right now. And then of course blueberry picking is going to be going on shortly. Raspberries, blackberries, all sorts of stuff. We've got quite a bit of stuff that, and we've had such a beautiful summer that many of the plants are just blooming. So we have a lot of stuff to do, just not enough time. I guess that's why they gave us a 5-year grant, so I can do this over the course of the next 5 years. So,
okay. Is there anything else you'd like to say about Surge or any activities or even the fish camp?
I just would like to say thank you to all the students who attended. Just that it was real successful. Of course, there's things that we're going to change to make it better, but I hope to have more students and be able to provide more opportunities for those who didn't get to go this year. And we will have it for the next 5 years or 4 years. The first year is almost up, so 4 more years. So we'll have more chance, more opportunities for more different kids to go.
All right. So, thank you, Tammy.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.